We're back on Veterans Radio. We're talking about the GI Bill that was passed in 1944. And when Johnny came marching home, not only could he go to college, he could go to a trade school, and he could also buy homes. And we're talking with the author of the GI Bill, A New Deal for Veterans, Glenn Alschuler. And I want you to give us a call at 877-573-7825. And we actually, Glenn, we want to hold on for a second. We do have a call on the line. I've got Bob from Westland. Bob, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Yes, I used the GI Bill, went to Henry Ford Community College for 7.5 years for an associate's degree in heating and cooling before the government actually told me I had to leave. And then I turned around and used the GI Bill to buy my first house. And I, by doing this, I got laid off about 6 years ago and used my heating and cooling stuff to get my new job.
What war did you serve in?
I was U.S. Navy. I'm retired after 21 years.
Uh-huh.
I was active duty in reserves.
That's great.
Well, you see, it works, folks. It works. I went to school on the GI Bill. I bought my first home on the GI Bill. Bob also bought his first home on a GI Bill. We all utilized the benefits. It was such a great way for us to get our lives back after serving however long we were in the service. It was a great
and
program.
I might say here, Dale, to you and to Bob as well, that the provisions changed with each war, with the Korean War, Vietnam War, and then in 1985 with the Montgomery Bill, full tuition wasn't covered by those pieces of legislation. They were less generous than the GI Bill of 1944, but as both of you can testify, they were nonetheless meaningful to many veterans.
It was a great opportunity. I mean, I was able to go to, sounds like Bob, I went to a community college for a year and then transferred to the University of Michigan, and my allowance was enough for me to pay all my tuition. Had to dip into savings for books and things, but I was able to pay the tuition.
Yeah.
And that's
mine
that's
paid
a great
for everything
thing.
When I went there for 7.5 years.
That's great, Bob.
That's a true thing. Thank you very much, Bob, for calling. Yep. It was great talking to you, and thanks for listening to Veterans Radio.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. You mentioned, I was looking through your book, Glenn, here, and I was looking at the pictures, and not only was it the educational system, but it brought up new economies. I'm looking at your Vetsville or Vetsburg that was built up around Cornell, but also Levittown.
Levittown,
for the people on the East Coast.
Yeah, Levittown is, again, part of this phenomenon of suburbanization. Inexpensive houses in the suburbs. Many of the people who bought their first homes in Levittown did it on VA mortgages, no doubt about it.
I just think it is amazing. Let's kind of move forward. We had were there any other things about the GI Bill that we should know about? Oh, the unemployment.
The unemployment was very important. Originally, I think the framers of the GI Bill thought it would be the most important provision, and indeed, several million GIs used it for one period of time. It was up to 52 weeks of unemployment benefits at $20 a week. And for many GIs, it was the transition from a demobilization to getting that first job. Mm-hmm. It turned out happily that we didn't go into a recession after World War II, and jobs were plentiful. And so it was used perhaps less than people feared, but for GIs it meant a cushion, what we now call a safety net.
Right.
So that while they were looking for those jobs, they were able to pay the bills. And I might say here, Dale, as well, that that these veterans have paid back in increased taxes many, many times over the amount of money that they got from Uncle Sam, whether they were using their higher education benefit or 5220 or any of these other benefits. This is an example of a government program that is not only the gift that keeps on giving, but one in which the government gets back That's a pretty extraordinary piece of legislation.
That certainly is. And we were talking earlier about how the GI Bill has evolved over time. And, you know, each conflict had its own version or change to it. As you mentioned, you know, some of the benefits were a little bit lower. I've got a call for you again. I've got a call here. I got John from Bay City. Thanks for calling Veterans Radio. You have a comment?
Hi, John.
Good morning. Good morning, brothers. I served in from 1966 to 1970. I was a member of the 14th Armored Cavalry, and our mission was to patrol the East German border at the Fulda Gap. And I must say, men, that the benefits brought forth to those that have served, the impact that it had on my life was awesome. I went to college, night school, business school. Then I went to Wilmington College. Sort of afforded me my advertising career in
John,
a newspaper.
So great to hear,
and we could never do too much for the men and women that serve this great country. And so I appreciate the efforts of this station. Because when we came home, regardless of what part of the world we're in, the reception we got was not the reception we deserved. But we don't live in that past. We thank God for this country and the opportunity to serve.
Thank you. That's very much. Thank you, John. Yes, we all do keep moving forward, and we always make sure that we protect each other's back. Thanks, John,
right.
for calling. We'll be
Thanks,
talking
John.
To you again.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk a little bit about the, as we move forward, as I said, about the different benefits out there. I want to talk right now about the newest GI Bill, the post 9/11 bill. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, this was passed in 2008. It tends to be associated with the name of Senator James Webb from Virginia, but it too had bipartisan support. It's more generous in its provisions than were the bills for the Korean War veterans and Vietnam War veterans. Not quite as generous as the World War II, the iconic World War II bill, but it provides a tuition up to the most expensive public university in the state of a veteran, or if that veteran wants to go to a private institution, he or she can apply that amount of money allocated to the public institution to the private institution and make up the difference. There is also a housing stipend. There's a stipend for books, and there's a stipend for tutors.
Wow.
And there is, Dale, a new and very imaginative provision for those service personnel who served for 6 years and who re-up for another 4 years, the benefit, the higher education benefit, can be transferred to a spouse or children.
That's
the first time in American history that's happened. Even in World War II, where the provisions were so generous, war widows came to Congress and said, look, our husbands died. How about transferring the higher education provision to us? And Congress said no.
Mm-hmm.
In 2008, Congress had said yes to those who serve 6 years and sign up for another four.
Well, I also know that, and I'm encouraging everybody out there that's interested in this, you can go to the VA website, va.gov, and you can look under the new GI Bill, and there's a program in there and I wrote it down here, some of the Yellow Ribbon Program, and there are many schools across the country that will make up the difference.
Yes.
Between what you are allocated for the highest public university in your state, if you go to a private school, many of them will make up the difference. And there's a whole list of schools in there for you.
That is indeed the case. And other institutions will work with veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's worth your while to contact an institution. If you're able to be admitted to that institution, there's at least a reasonable chance that they're going to work with you to make sure that money is not the barrier.
Boy, I just think it's great. I've had the privilege of having many Iraq and Afghanistan veterans in my classes, and I know it's even going to grow bigger. Glenn, we're running up to the end of the hour, and it's been a great conversation. I want to thank you so very much for being on Veterans Radio. This is Glenn Altshuler, who was one of the authors of the GI Bill, A New Deal for Veterans. And where can they get their book?
You can get it on Amazon. It's the GI Bill, A New Deal for Veterans. You can get it from Oxford University Press. You can get it from your local bookstore. This was a great honor as well as a joy to write this book, and I think veterans will really enjoy it.
I think they will, too. And, Glenn, thank you so very much for doing that and for being on Veterans Radio. And I got to get you back on the program to talk about rock and roll.
I'd be delighted to do it, Dale.
Thanks very much.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. We'll talk to you again. All right, another show. We're almost out of time. Make sure that you tune in next week. We're going to be talking with some people from the Military Writers Society of America and a great story of a World War II veteran. Until then, you are dismissed.
Opinions or views expressed on this program are not necessarily of Veterans Radio or the station. Veterans Radio is a production of Veterans Radio, LLC.